In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Yeah, that's the perfect music. I think that broke the Monsters, Inc. broadcast of the game last night. The graphics were not ready for the double, triple turnover on one play here. That might have broke it.
That was the first
Mike
time
Wazowski with
happened.
The pick. Mike Wazowski with the fumble. Chargers football.
What's more embarrassing? The positivity bunny.
Which is embarrassing.
Or five turnovers by Jalen Hurts as Mike Wazowski. It's rock bottom on the season.
I think five turnovers as the one-eyed monster.
Mike Wazowski.
I think five turnovers as Wazowski. Hugh, what's worse? Positivity bunny or five turnovers as Wazowski?
The five turnovers, dog. That was...
As Mike Wazowski.
Yeah, don't forget that. Monsters, Inc. broadcast, which the graphics broke on that play. They weren't prepared for the double turnover on the same play. I wasn't prepared for it. How could they be prepared for it? All right,
green and one eye.
That's our quarterback right now. 215-592-9494. Your reaction, everything last night, the loss, where this is, you know, what this means for the season, but I obviously it's bigger than that. Jalen Hurts is struggling mightily right now, and I'm concerned. To me, it feels like we have a legitimate quarterback problem right now for the first time in 5 years. And if I was watching the game last night, not knowing anything about Jalen Hurts and just what they did last year with him as the quarterback in 2022, I would have said, just watching the game, get him off the field. Like, that's how bad his performance was last night. All right, let's hear from a guy who played the position at a very high level, Troy Aikman, who's on the game, obviously, last night for ESPN. Let's listen to some of Troy kind of working through his thoughts watching Jalen Hurts play. And these aren't actually him talking about the interceptions. It's more stuff he's seeing Jalen's not seeing in and around right before and after interceptions. All right. Let's go to the play right before the first interception that Hurts threw last night.
And he's going to go and duck out of bounds to bring up a third and short. Well, I like what they did on the play side where they're trying to run more of a layer route. But then you've got A.J. Brown who comes across the field and he hooks up. Nobody's there. Just put it right on him. And that's part of the progression where I do think Hurts can be better.
Here, there's a lot of this last night. You know, it's one anyone could point out an interception, right? Like a bad throw, bad read. He shouldn't have done that. What I noticed last night was Troy kept pointing out reads he wasn't seeing, and then it was leading to a kind of a nothing play, and then eventually to interceptions.
Yeah, that was one of the first things I noticed, and it was ironic to me because, like, a few weeks ago when Troy did a game, he talked about how Jalen didn't care what it looked like as long as they won. Now, the worm has turned.
Yep.
You know, they haven't been winning. And it was a couple plays where, you know, even though Jalen made the play, Troy was talking about how hard he made it upon himself because it was a free release by the tight end and he was running a drag route across the middle or across the route, I should say. And he didn't see it, you know. And it was one of those nights where it was more about the passes that Jalen missed because, to be honest, there were guys open. There were guys open. There was no question about that. And his accuracy was not there. Not denying any of that. This could be a watershed moment for Jalen because there's a lot at play here, people. And I want to bring you inside, but it's like I don't think most of y'all will be able to handle it, to be totally honest. Because the Monday night stage, the stuff that was happening the week before it led up to this Monday night game. I think it all played into this. You know what I mean? When you talk about the line of questioning, the stories that came out and everything like that. Not saying it's conspiracy theory, but this has gotten to a point where I feel like a lot of people are just fed up with some of the way some of certain things were going over there.
Of course.
So now, how do you respond? That's the biggest thing. Going into this game, I looked at it one of two ways. I said, we can win this game and we can stave it off for a couple of weeks, or something like this could happen and we got to meet it head on. That was the whole premise of me a few weeks ago when I said Dallas, I wish Dallas would win, because now that puts pressure on everybody to be better. But now we've hit rock bottom. Only way you can go is up. Jalen has to take a long look at himself. I mean, you have to look at that game and you have to be honest with the way that you played.
Yeah, well, he does, and they have to be, and we have to be too. All right, let's hear more from Troy Aikman. This was the play. I think, Hugh, you mentioned this. There was a holding right before halftime, right? There was a holding. Probably, I think it was Mailata on a play they had a chance to score on. The ball was pushed back, right? Right before halftime. They had a chance, though, to still get the ball in the end zone. And here's Aikman talking about how Jalen Hurts, he misses Saquon Barkley, but if he got the ball out quicker, Saquon had a step and was kind of wide open near the end zone. Here's Aikman.
James is coming back on the field for the Chargers on a third and goal with under a minute to go.
Well, he had Saquon. Now, we've seen Jalen Hurts. He will run the quarterback draw, and he faked like that's what he was going to do on that last play. But Saquon Barkley, as he comes in motion, he's down here at the bottom. He moves to the inside. He comes back out. There's nobody there, and he's just not able to lay it and give him a chance to at least work through it. But that was the only opportunity he had.
Hugh, sometimes when I watch Jalen this season, it just feels like he's in slow motion. Like, he doesn't run the same anymore. I'm not talking about just physically or slow motion. I mean, in the progress of the play. Like, that play Aikman pointed out. Third and goal. There's a little bit of pressure, but like the guy's not on him. Like, there's a little bit of pressure. Saquon kind of runs to the corner near the pylon. He's open. If Jalen throws the ball as Saquon is going to the corner, it's probably a touchdown. Instead, he waits an extra second. The pressure then gets to him, right? So they can't get the throw off. And it's he's 10 yards short on the throw because he's being hit as he throws. But it's like, if he just threw it faster, he's got him.
It was a little bit of that. It was a lot of receiver tracking yesterday. It was, you could tell a lot of times that they were trying to do up-tempo stuff, you know, by getting to the line of scrimmage. Like the one we scored on, that was kind of an up-tempo play because we lined up there like they were going to do the tush push.
Oh, yeah.
They were able to get the corner.
That was a cool play.
Yeah, so they're trying to do up-tempo stuff. But when they're doing stuff like that, and you could tell Jalen was trying to get the ball out of his hands quickly. But sometimes he did, but on those reads where maybe the first guy wasn't open right away and you had to go to the second progression, he wasn't doing that well. Like I said, Joe, this is the come to Jesus moment, because there was a lot that happened in that game last night that it exposed a lot. And the story that I was going to tell you before the break, when you have Jalen going into a game and he's throwing over 30 or 40 passes, that's a recipe for disaster.
I agree with that.
When I first got here, the one thing that jumped out to me when Jalen was having success is that he always stayed around that 25 attempts a game, 25 to 30 attempts a game. And I remember when I got here, because I was there when Marcus Mariota was the quarterback of the Falcons. Him and Marcus Mariota's stats were eerily similar, but the biggest difference was Jalen was winning those games.
Well, can I point something out, though? He was great early in those games. They were up 3 touchdowns, and they ran the ball. He's bad early.
But
they're not winning.
That's the point that I'm making, is that when you have to get back to that formula where, you know, you're not throwing the ball that much. Even Herbert last night, he only threw 26 attempts.
But I don't think they can if he's not good. Like, I think you're bringing up a great example. 2022, they got big leads, and then they ran the ball. They got big leads because he played well. If he doesn't play well in the first and second quarter, how are they going to do the formula? This only works if he plays well.
I feel like, you know, there are some things that potentially you could do. I don't know for sure, because I don't know what Jalen Bodies feels like or anything like that, but that first year, I feel like there was a lot of read options.
Yeah, there was.
There was a lot of read options. You probably have to get back to that form. You might have to, for lack of a better way of saying it, dumb it down for the next couple of weeks and then try to build it back up.
Well, I don't disagree with your idea, but does he want to run the ball anymore? And can he run the way he used to? I mean, guys, Justin Herbert looked like a far better athlete last night than Jalen Hurts. Like, does he?
Man, there was one play where they blitzed him, and he was able to get out of the blitz. It was Vicks caught up a blitz where they had everybody. Yep. It was a zero blitz, looked like, and they brought the house.
Yep.
And he Herbert was got able out. To get out. Yeah.
Like, I like your idea. I just don't even know if that would work anymore.
Well, here's the thing for me. This is the absolute worst that you've ever looked. Like, so much so that some of the memes and stuff that people were sending me immediately after the game.
It was a meme game. Yeah, five turnovers, you get memes. And that happens.
That's Mike Wazowski.
Yeah.
You have to, you gotta do some soul searching. And you got to get back on the horse. Because guess what? The reality of this situation is, they don't give a damn how much money you make. You have another game like this, your ass is going to the bench.
Well,
that's a fact.
Yeah, I mean, here's the bottom line. There's a standard of play to play quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah.
I mean, and if you don't,
and if you're not doing that, then they're going to have to. Like, I don't think it happens this week. I don't. But if you have a game that's similar to the one that you had last week, they're about to put your ass on the bench.
Yeah, let's hear one more from Trey. Been talking about a play, but kind of going back to the play before where he thought of the whole thing was kind of set up.
As you mentioned, Tartan doesn't make the play, but the play's essentially over at this point, and Barkley's just trying to make something happen. Now, the first down play is what messed this thing up, was Hurts gets out of the pocket, but he had A.J. Brown over the middle of the ball, and he just put it on him, and we showed something similar earlier in this game. When your first read isn't there, your second read's not there, just check it down, and they would have had a positive play and been ahead of the chains. And now, after that run, third and long.
It's interesting listening to Troy Aikman, Hugh, with all this, because you know, last week the other day, right? We played the Chris Sims audio, and it's very popular. I see this a lot. You know, when Chris Sims or a Dan Orlovsky, and I don't think this is right, but this happens. You know it, Hugh. When Chris Sims or Dan Orlovsky criticized Jalen Hurts, what is said?
Talking about him not, you're talking about as far as him not getting the ball out of his hands.
Well, just when they criticize him, what do people say?
Oh, that he can't read the defense.
Well, no, they say those guys couldn't play either. Like, I see a lot of that.
Oh, you're talking about the other side of
Chris Sims and Dan Orlovsky, when they criticize Jalen Hurts, what'd they ever do? Dan Orlovsky ran out of the back of the end zone. Chris Sims was a bum. That's Troy Aikman. And I know who Troy Aikman was, and I recognize you don't like him because he's a Cowboy. The guy won 3 Super Bowls. I mean, he's been around the game forever and was a high level player. And Hugh, when I listened to Aikman last night, I didn't think he was crushing him. I thought he was just pointing out what he sees, and he's seeing it from a quarterback's perspective that Jalen is missing things, right? That's not physical, the missing things.
No.
That's the concerning part, because if he doesn't see what he needs to see out there, I mean, I don't. What are they supposed to do? They can't make him see it.
Yeah, and I got to point out that this is the same cat that saw the same, like, watched another Monday night game that he did and was adamant about it looking his way because he was winning.
Yeah.
Like, there's that too. I feel like Jalen has gotten to the point now where it's you can't hide what's been talked about, because this has been building. This is how I see this. This is something that has been building for weeks. And now it's at a point where it's on Jalen to fix it.
Yeah.
I think he can. I think he can, because even though this is a different level, there's a history of Jalen bouncing back from adversity.
There is. He was a much younger player and a much better athlete then.
Yeah.
I feel like this has been a house of cards season with Jalen Hurts. I feel like the beginning was a lot of not playing great, but they're winning. And
always was like that, Joe.
But eventually house of cards fall down.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. You're right. No, I mean, I'm not arguing that, but there has always been, and there might be some truth to this, I don't know, but there's always been some, you know, trepidation with the beginning of Jalen's season and him righting the ship as they progress through it. But this feels different.
It's the opposite. Yeah,
yeah, this feels different. So it's on Jalen. They're going to give him another shot. There's no doubt in my mind. I would be surprised if there's an announcement that they're going to bench him. I would definitely be surprised.
I would too. But that doesn't mean I'm not going to sit here and freak out about how he plays
and Kyle, you are within your God-given right to do that. You're definitely in your God-given right.
I just think it's the most frustrating thing is that everything that I think a lot of us have said about this offense, even dating back to last season, is it's being put on.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Full display right now. Says they were held up. They were propped up by a historic running game. They couldn't pass the ball well last year.
And historic defense.
And all I heard is, why would you throw the ball when you have this kind of running back? The reason they didn't throw the ball is because when they did, this is what it looked like. This is what it looked like for the first four games last season. Now they don't have that crutch of the running game.
That's the house of cards.
That's what this looks like.
It's a house of cards. I mean, the whole operation feels like a house of cards with this offense because the quarterback is regressing. I mean, I don't know what other word is the appropriate word. It's not progressing. It's not static. It is regressing. He's getting worse. Roberto in Philly's up. Hey, Roberto.
Hey, what's up, Joe?
Hey, Roberto. What's up?
Just hear me out, Joe.
Okay.
Jalen Hurts. I'm going to start by saying Jalen Hurts played the worst game I've ever seen him play in an Eagle uniform, right? But saying the five turnovers was the sole reason we lost, it's tough for me because the Chargers gained 6 points from that. And I want to turn back to Russell Wilson, who you compared Hurts to, in the NFC Championship game against the Packers, four interceptions, five total turnovers for the Seahawks. They only allowed 6 points off of those, and they won the football game. Now, five turnovers will virtually be impossible to win you a game. I understand that. But when I see the team go under center 4 to 5 times, get down to the 2-yard line, and immediately get the shotgun, I have a problem with that. And my problem with Hurts is that he's not anticipating, his timing is off, and he has limitations as a quarterback. I think we've known that since he was drafted, that he is not a Burrow, he's not an Allen. You can't put the ball in his hands for a pass 40 times. Like, that's just not a – and the thing is, how is he passing 40 times when the game was never more than a one-score game?
I agree. Roberto, I agree with you. I agree with you on this. I was sitting there when Saquon started, you know, breaking 8, 9, 10 yarders. Forget just the 50-yarder. Like, when he had some of those, I kept saying, run the ball, run the ball. And I don't know why they didn't run the ball more. Roberto, I'm with you on that, especially because the Chargers weren't offensively last night able to pull away. It wasn't like they were going to go score 3 touchdowns in a row.
And even Joe, in overtime, if you look at the balance, the Chargers ran the ball. They had 6 plays in overtime. They ran 3. They passed 3. The Eagles had 9 plays in overtime. 2 were runs, and 7 were passes. And the first play of overtime was a run, meaning the 7 of the last 8 plays of overtime were passes, and it was desperate to me. There was no need to pass it. You have plenty of time. You need a touchdown. You can take your time. The entire playbook is open. To me, Hurts' anticipation and timing is off. He needs to be better. But the coaching staff seems desperate, and I think all of those factors are leading to the offense looking the way it is. I'm not just going to blame Hurts. I'm not just going to blame the coaching. Hurts needs to be – he needs to be able to throw over the middle. The coaches need to scheme the routes up better. Players need to get their hands on the ball and catch it. But there's so many problems. And then I don't understand two timeouts 10 seconds before halftime. How do you not run the ball? You threw it out of – I just
don't
understand.
Oh, I know, man. We're going to get to Sirianni. You're totally right.
That's the difference, Joe.
Yep. No, you're right on that. And I hated that. Sirianni has had weird decisions before the half, you know, first half, second half, all year long. To stand there and throw the ball out of bounds instead of running the ball, even if it's for 2 yards, it's crazy. I mean, it's malpractice what that was.
That's the difference, man. That's the difference, dude.
So, all right, so I understand your point. And yes, Jalen was not the only thing that was wrong last night. And Roberto, we appreciate the phone call. So basically what we're saying is they could have overcome Jalen's turnovers if other things went well. Okay, that happens once in a while.
I will say this. I did not, like, going into when they had, like, it was like 3 minutes left before the pick was thrown and the game was over.
The overtime possession.
I was wondering what were they trying to do? The running game, Saquon had like 20 touches. At that point. So I'm thinking, okay, are you going for the tie? Because it's like, It's only one overtime.
So
you got to go for this. You got to get to seven. So you got to get to six.
And I think we'll get to it later when we play Sirianni Hugh. I think they were well aware, as they should be, the tie actually would have hurt them, because remember, the Cowboys have a tie, right?
Yes, yeah.
So then that would have put us back into tiebreakers. Like, a tie normally isn't the worst thing, but it could have hurt them in the division this time. So I'm with you. The win is what you're going
for. Yeah, you need the dub.
Yeah.
But you went away from the run.
I
didn't understand that. And you know, like, he had thrown four picks. He had thrown four picks at that point.
I'm with you.
And that's where I need to know, when he rolled out, that was a pass play.
Well,
that looked like a pass play.
So I got to see if I could find it. I saw someone, because that looked like a kind of a read option where he could have handled it.
That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to figure out, like, what was the call.
Yeah, was that a call into the huddle, or did he decide, I'm keeping it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because it looked like, I thought he should have handed it.
I don't know.
But
my thing is, because I'm looking at that, and I'm like, okay, you got the run. The run game is pretty solid, because Saquon had 122 at that point.
And it's first down.
Yeah, and you got time. You got, 3 minutes or something.
Plenty of time.
Got plenty of time, and you've been gashing them in the run.
I know.
Run the ball.
I'm with you. I mean, again, the coaching wasn't great last night. I mean, nothing really, other than the pass rush, and they were up against a bad O-line, but they hit Herbert a lot. I thought the defense, for the most part, played very well. Everything else was a joke. Chris in Middletown is up. Hey, Chris.
Man, I feel like I'm living a never-ending nightmare. This is like our version of Nightmare on Elm Street, and Jalen Hurts just played Freddy Krueger last night. I mean, it's about as bad as it can get. Can I please get a few things off my
chest? Go ahead. Go for it.
This team is done. It's over, Hugh's hair on the top of his head.
Hey, listen, the hair grows at the top. It's just that bald spot.
Yeah,
that
gets us all, yeah.
Well, that's the Eagles right now. They're that bald spot, Hugh. You know, they keep taking us back to the 1970s, all right? Last week, we got the most rushing yards in a game since 1973. And then what did we get last night? Last night, they took us back to 1978, when we saw a quarterback throw a pick and fumble on the same play. I sat there and I thought to myself, I've never seen this in my life. I don't understand this. I've never, ever seen this before, as crazy as it was, because you would remember that. Well, it's good reason. I was a year old, so of course I don't remember it. And you know what? The Eagles need to take that time machine, that DeLorean, all right, go park it in Philly, leave the keys on the seat, and, you know, if you need any tips on where to park it, ask you where his car was parked when Skip stole it. That's where that needs to go. I want it gone, okay? I'm done with this. Jalen Wentz is having a horrendous year, you know, and he may go down from the biggest fall of greatness. And you're mentioning the whole Russell Wilson thing. This is like Russell Wilson on steroids. We're just like time warping everything faster. You know what? We all argued in the offseason, who's the top five quarterback? Yeah, we were right, but we argued it the wrong way, because right now he's the top five worst quarterback in the league, because that's what he's playing like. Four INTs yesterday. Let me remind you Jalenites out there, you Jalen Kool-Aid drinkers, are going to call in and make every excuse. Four picks last night. Technically, it was five and a fumble. Constant overthrows. Constant missing checkdown receivers when they're wide open. And he played the worst game at quarterback I have ever, ever seen an Eagle play. And you know what? It's time, all right? It wasn't the wind. It wasn't the cold. It wasn't sun in his eyes or whatever stupid-ass excuse you want to make. He played like pure garbage last night. Chris Sims is proven right now. AJ's proven right. Dan Olasky and Troy Aikman told you right to your face. It's him, all right? And the other thing, Eagles. Hey, Eagles, take your furry bunny and throw it in a Schuylkill with some shoes on. And you know what? Hugh Douglas, with all due respect, I don't want to hear your sunshine today, Hugh. Not today, Hugh. Take it and shove it, okay? And you know what? Just go ahead and hang your Dallas Douglas flag over, you know, for Jerry Jones, over Joe's NFC East Eagle banner, because that dream is also gone. So, all right, last thing I'm going to leave you with, Joe, I'm with you. It's time. Break out the Tanner McKee jerseys, folks. It's Tanner time. This team stinks. Have a good day, man.
Chris, appreciate the phone call. We all took shots on that one. He took shots at us, the quarterback, the coaches.
Yeah, my friend sending me more memes, too.
Yeah. Is that funny?
It's not funny. They're getting a kick out of it.
Okay.
But, some of these memes are pretty bad.
Well, what do you expect when the quarterback plays like that? It's all bad, Hugh.
It's all bad.
Except you started with a silver lining of the pass
rush. Well, I got to, because the pass rush was phenomenal.
You don't have to start with any silver linings. The quarterback turned the ball over five times.
When you still have football to be played,
five times.
That's what you do. You start with the positive. Because guess what? Guess what they're doing today? They're getting ready for the Raiders.
Yeah, they should get the other quarterback ready for the Raiders.
They still have football to be played.
Still got football to
be played.
Is that a threat?
Feels like it after last night. 215-592-9494. For your phone calls.
I have to watch this team again?
You do. Four more times.
And you will. You'll be all right by Friday.
Yeah, you're not.
Friday, no. Kyle. We can't trust that guy.
No.
All right, coming up, we'll talk to Merrill Reese on the other side. And we'll let you hear from Hurts on his play and Sirianni on if any personnel or coaching changes are coming after a disaster class in L.A. last night. That's all next. Midday show. We got a quarterback problem on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You checking off that holiday list? Wawa's got you covered with gift cards that don't need wrapping. Like gift cards for Wawa for fans in your life, for fans of top brands like Roblox, Visa, Sephora, and a whole lot more. Gift cards make a perfect gift for teachers, coworkers, the delivery driver, even the family gift swap. For holiday shopping made easy, stop at Wawa, your one-stop gift card shop. See store for details. Gotta have a Wawa.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.